Hi, this is Cecilia from Tarot by Cecilia, and this is your tarot card of the day for Monday, May the 20th, 2024. We have a beautiful Nine of Swords today from the traditional Korean tarot by Bana. This is one of those cards that we never really want to see, and on a Monday, oh, I don't know, there is a lot of cause for concern, for doubt, for worry, those kind of things, but it doesn't need to be. We've had some really wonderful astrology taking place, you know, boosting everything and expanding, you know, the possibilities. So, you know, what's really going on here? I think it can be a little bit scary. We have, I would say, energy shifts taking place right and left around here. The moon is in Libra, which is a little, I don't want to say uncertain, but sometimes wavers back and forth, trying to weigh everything out. So there could be, you know, a sleepless night in there somewhere where you're trying to decide what to do. Will this work? Will that work? What is going on? But it doesn't stay in Libra all day. In the evening, it will move into Scorpio, which brings in some intensity, of course, and that could, you know, be a cause for concern there for some of you, as it squares Pluto in Aquarius, a sign which really craves independence. And that is probably your major source of worry, is whatever has been holding you back, how to break out of that mode. Now, the biggest thing today, which is happening, is the sun moving into Gemini for the next 4 weeks. So Gemini season is upon us, and things are about to get very interesting. We are close enough to, you know, throw something at the full moon, which will be on the 23rd in the sign of Sagittarius. And I've been talking about this one for a really long time. If you follow me and listen to my, you know, various in-depth readings that I do, not the daily ones, then you'll know that this has been a target time period right here now that we're coming up to. For, I don't know how long it's been on my radar. And the cards that I see coming up are reflecting that as well. One of the biggest things, big things that I noticed, and I feel it is very significant, it happened at, well, here at 11:59 p.m. yesterday on the 19th. And so technically, we're going to call it the 20th. Mars at home in Aries, conjuncting the North Node in Aries. This is one of those moments where you have the courage to forge a new path and a new direction. I mean, if that doesn't keep you up at night thinking about everything, I don't know what would. So there's definitely a whole lot which is going on here. But I can say it is fairly certain that in some area of your life which relates to Aries energy, you will be beginning something and taking on a new path. I want to thank you all very much for being here. I'll see you here again tomorrow. And as always, have a great day.